The FAA sends experts to get Haiti's navigation infrastructure back up. The C-5M Super Galaxy will be with us for another 30 years. And Boeing delivers Japan's final KC-767. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, January 15th, 2010. Flights in and out of Haiti's Port-au-Prince and Cape Haitien airports have been limited to VFR only since Tuesday's major earthquake there because the country's limited navigational infrastructure was knocked out. Reuters reports the FAA has dispatched experts to inspect and supervise repairs to the systems in the hopes that more relief flights will soon be able to get in and out. American Airlines got the first three relief flights in on Wednesday, and if you've seen the images from the island, you know that many more will be needed. Even cruise ships are being pressed into service. This will be an ongoing story. The C-5 Galaxy military transport entered service with U.S. forces in 1970, and manufacturer Lockheed Martin says its unique capabilities have made it the backbone of strategic airlift in every engagement since. The company claims 70% of the plane's structural service life still lies ahead, and to take advantage of that opportunity, Lockheed has received a $344 million contract to continue upgrading the fleet to the C-5M Super Galaxy configuration. The type is now expected to remain in service until 2040. The upgrade first rolled out this past August, and three C-5Ms have already been delivered to the U.S. Air Force, with current plans calling for delivery of 52 of the modernized planes by 2016. The two major facets of the upgrade include a modern avionics system and re-engining with a GE CF6-ADC2. The cost of the upgrades is said to pay for itself in lower operating and sustainment costs. Boeing has delivered the last of four KC-767 aerial refueling tankers to the Japan Ministry of Defense, completing one of the international tanker team's most significant milestones. Boeing's partner on the Japan tanker program, Itochu Corporation, tossed the keys to Japanese defense officials on January 8th. The plane will be assigned to the first airlift wing of the Japan Air Self-Defense Force at Komaki Air Base. Dennis Muhlenberg, president and CEO of Boeing Defense, Space and Security, notes the delivery was on time and on budget. Quote, "Because of these tankers, Japan now has the capability to perform vital self-defense, refueling, and airlift missions. Also, when necessary, it possesses the capability to perform critical humanitarian and disaster relief missions across the Pacific region and beyond, using the KC-767, unquote. The plane's entry into service and the deployment of its advanced refueling boom technology is significant ammo against the talking points of rival Northrop Grumman, with its KC-45 design based on an Airbus A330. Boeing's plane boasts an open architecture cockpit and can carry cargo or passengers as well as fuel. Boeing says it's also on contract to deliver four KC-767s to the Italian Air Force. Three of those four tankers are in flight test, with the fourth still being modified. Up next on ANN, American Legend delivers its first Amphicub. Airstar pushes the environmental benefits of electric UAVs. And AIAA's conference next month is themed Igniting the Space Economy. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 15th. I'm Paul Plack. American Legend Aircraft Company says it has made the first customer delivery of a Legend Amphicub, an amphibious float-equipped Legend Cub certified as a light-sport aircraft. The Amphicub was completed and delivered to Dick Parsons, a retired commercial airline pilot living in South Florida. Until recently, Dick's 700 hours in the Legend Cub involved operations solely on tires and dry land. He says one of his favorite spots to visit is the Florida Keys. Sounds like he's got just the plane for it now. The new Amphicub is a J3-style version of the Legend Cub, configured with amphibious aluminum floats from Bauman Floats of New Richmond, Wisconsin. MSRP for the craft is $159,000. UAVs have been used for a while now as aerial camera platforms for movie and documentary producers. Now Airstar is promoting one which won't raise any eyebrows in environmentally conscious Hollywood. The Evolution is an electric helicopter for industrial payload applications and claims smooth precision hover and smooth transition forward flight. Airstar founder Joseph Jobstal explains, quote, Airstar is offering the Evolution EX as an environmentally friendly version of the famous Airstar camcopter as used in countless movies and commercials, unquote. The company says it's also had inquiries about using the Evolution as a surveillance drone adapted for silent operation with zero emissions, capable of close-range surveillance. The American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and the FAA are making plans for the 13th Annual Commercial Space Transportation Conference, organized around the theme of Igniting the Space Economy. The conference will feature high-level speakers and panels examining all areas of the commercial space transportation sector and how NASA and America's commercial space firms can thrive within it. Keynote speakers include Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, and other representatives of government agencies and private space firms. The conference is planned for February 10th and 11th at the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. Find out more by visiting www.aiaa.org. Click on Conferences and Events, then scroll down to February the 10th. Still ahead, Aaron Tippin will be this year's voice and face of the Commemorative Air Force. The Academy Awards of Aviation announces winners. And could Google's technology have stopped the underpants bomber? You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, January 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Country music star and pilot and A&P mechanic Aaron Tippin is helping promote the Commemorative Air Force. He'll be CAF's celebrity spokesman this year, appearing at events and in public service announcements, and maybe even participating in a cross-country tour to spread the word about the world's largest flying aviation museum. The CAF is an all-volunteer 501c3 based in Midland, Texas, and keeps 156 vintage warbirds in the air at events around the country every year. Tippin, soloed at age 16, had his instrument, commercial, and multi-ratings by 18, and owns and maintains a 1941 Stearman, a 1946 J3 Cub, and a 1959 Helio Courier, all in flying condition. Tippin says he's excited, quote, "The mission of the organization is especially important to me, acknowledging the history of this great nation and the service men and women who make our freedoms possible is stellar, and I'm happy to champion the organization's efforts," unquote. The 7th Annual Living Legends of Aviation Awards, presented by Learjet, will be handed out January 22nd at the Beverly Hilton in California. Kitty Hawk Air Academy, that's K-I-D-D-I-E, a nonprofit organization that introduces kids to aviation, produces the gala and calls it the Academy Awards of Aviation. Actor and pilot John Travolta will be the presenter. He'll give the Top Aviation Inspiration and Patriotism Award to fellow actor Tom Cruise. Cruise hung his P-51 Mustang photo on the wall at various bedrooms following frequent family moves in his childhood. Today, he owns one among his personal fleet and has become an accomplished aerobatic pilot. Top Gun remains the top-grossing aviation movie of all time. Dr. Buzz Aldrin will receive the first Out of This World Landing and Takeoff Award. Buzz took his first airplane ride with his dad when he was 2, flew 66 missions in Korea, and went on to walk on the moon. Other awards will go to Preston Henney of General Dynamics, who is responsible for Gulfstream's product program management, engineering, and flight operations, Elon Musk of SpaceX, Jet Air founder Joe Clark, collector and restorer Kermit Weeks, and actor and pilot Kurt Russell. Find more details in the text version of this story, dated January 14th, at aero-news.net. HAI this week unveiled the winners of its 2010 Pilot of the Year and Rolls-Royce Excellence in Helicopter Maintenance Awards. Earl S. Palmer, Chief Pilot for Hillcrest Aircraft Company of Lewiston, Idaho, is Pilot of the Year. HAA cites Earl's versatility and quest for professional excellence, evident in a career spanning nearly 50 years. Robert Peterson, a consultant with Columbia Helicopters of Aurora, Oregon, and a noted expert on aircraft hydraulic systems, has been selected to receive the Rolls-Royce Excellence in Helicopter Maintenance Award. The awards will be officially presented February 22nd at Healy Expo in Houston. And finally today, all the indignant bluster in Congress over the Christmas Day underpants bomber on Northwest Flight 253 is not likely to solve many real problems, but at least it's providing some comic relief. In an interview following a hearing this week, Congressman Rush Holt of New Jersey, a Democrat and member of the House Intelligence Committee, said that in addition to lots of dots going unconnected, a watch list system that can't work through misspellings is not helpful. He made a comparison to a technology many of us use every day, which is provided free of charge. Quote, if you mistype something in Google, Google comes back and says maybe you want to look at this other spelling, unquote. This puts a whole new layer of meaning on the term search engine. Actually, the only way Google, or for that matter AeroNews, can be provided free to users is through sponsorships. If Google did supply its technology to the TSA, I wonder which Google ads would wind up on the screens. I'm guessing there would not be too many employment recruitment ads. That's the latest from AeroNews. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the fifth and final segment of our look back at the first 10 years of ANN, Jim Campbell looks ahead to the future. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.